love Islam. I 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 love Islam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته barakatuh mashallah azawajal how are you guys doing I hope you're okay you're fantastic mashallah it's been a very beautiful day sunday is always a beautiful day because it's me day off but do we have a day off what's one of them thing but mashallah azawajal we're here in the studio and guess what mashallah we've got granddad with us today
alhamdulillah
granddad how are you
alhamdulillah
mashallah it's been nice to see you we've got the first segment instead of a puzzle we've got a question Yeah, so instead of a puzzle, we've got a question. Okay. And during our first segment, we are going to have a little quiz with Grandad as well. Okay. But that'll be brilliant, mashallah. Gee, let's start. Let's see what the quiz is today. Everyone was waiting. What is the question for today? So let's see what the quiz of the day is today.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
14. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. Gee, that is the question. Who was the first child to accept Islam? Why I chose the first child is because it's a kids program, isn't it? Yeah. So MashaAllah, the kids will know who was the first kid or the first child to accept Islam.
Well, this first kid should be literally a role model for all our kids as well.
He's a very, very great personality, and mashallah, Azawajal is going to be brilliant.
Mashallah. Anyway, I'll read out the answers. I'll read out the messages.
Well, no, not the answers.
Salam, my name is Muhammad Faizan. The answer to today's puzzle is Salam bint Shafiq Atariya from Doncaster, UK. The answer to the question is correct.
Dad, what if someone thinks that the answer is
no? That
thumbs
means.
Up?
That means you got the correct answer.
Oh, thank you.
That means, Salam, my name is Khadija Mariam Ali and I think the answer is... No, you got it wrong.
Oh no, Khadija, what's happening?
I'm not going to tell you what the answer is, but you got it wrong. Assalamu alaikum, Ahim Saleha from Batley and the answer is... Yes, you got it right. Answer to today's question is yes. We love watching this program from London. Zainab Nadeem, Sumayya Nadeem. Salam, the answer is yes from Hashir Hussain, Sheffield. Salam, my name is Sania. I am 10 years old and I am from Rochdale. I hope you're both well. The answer to the puzzle and the first child to accept Islam was excellent. Salam, uncle. Hope you and granddad is in good health. Today's answer is yes. Salam, my name is Zainab Nadeem. And the answer to the quiz is yes. You got it correct. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Hassanain and the answer is correct. Salam, my name is Javedia Nadeem from Glasgow. I think the answer to the question is yes, you got it correct.
MashaAllah.
Salam, my name is Hamid Ali. I'm 5 years old.
Only five years old. MashaAllah.
I live in Nottingham and I think the answer to the quiz is MashaAllah, you got very good spelling for a 5 year old. Excellent.
MashaAllah.
And he was the first child to
embrace. It might be a 55 year old helping him though.
Maybe, just maybe. Assalamu alaikum, uncle. My name is Sabrina Sadiq. The first child to accept Islam was correct.
MashaAllah.
Salam, my name is Afsa Hussain from South End Today. And you got the correct answer. I love you, Baba Khalid and Uncle Rafak. And
no, Baba Khalid.
Baba Khalid.
No granddad anymore.
Oh.
We're going back to basics, aren't we now?
Baba, eh? Okay, no problem. Salam, my name is Amina. I'm 10 years old from Newcastle-upon-Tyne. I love watching your channel every week. And the answer to the quiz is yes.
Mashallah.
My name is Basil Jamil from Wigan. Mashallah. And me and my family love to watch your program. And please make dua for me so I can become a Quran hafiz.
Inshallah.
I love Islam. My name is Muhammad Zayan Hussain from Saitan-on-Sea. And you got the correct answer as well. Today's answer, which is... that was Hassan Amin from Dudley. You got the correct answer as well. Salam uncles, I like to watch I Love Islam program. The answer to the question is correct. My name is Humaira Jannat, and the answer, yes, you got that correct as well. Sadia Jannat, you got it correct as well. Sumayya Jannat, you got it correct as well.
We've got the Jannat sisters,
the Jannat sisters, mashallah.
MashaAllah.
Again, Aksa Atari from Walthamstow, you got the correct answer. Aisha Arshad from Burnley. You got the correct answer. My name is Nahid Arshad and I'm 5 years old. Listen to this. This is a good one. And I read 500 through the book today. And you got the correct answer as well.
MashaAllah. You smashed it, didn't you?
Excellent.
You read all, and you've got your doctor.
I've got my doctor.
Yeah,
sign off.
Brilliant, MashaAllah. We're going to go to our next segment, which is called My Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. 14.
The topic is about the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal.
Very, very
beautiful topic, Grandad. Go on, you start off with it.
It's a very important topic that we need to understand the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we, in our Surah Fatiha, when we read it every day, praise be to Allah, Lord of all the worlds, most gracious, most merciful. You know, Allah Azza wa Jal is the most mercy and He shows mercy upon us. And it is only, you know, the scholars have said, the pious predecessors have said that no matter how good a person you are, no matter how many good deeds you do, it'll only be through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal that we will enter into paradise. So we need to believe in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal and seek the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And people, the scholars of the past have said that if they can just receive one droplet of mercy from Allah Azza wa Jal, then they believe that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, they'll enter into paradise. You know, when you realize how fortunate you are, and then you'll understand the mercy that Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed upon us. And as we look around the world now, we can look at certain places that they don't have the houses, they don't have the protection, they don't have this. And you know, you may be sitting in your home now in Lancashire, in Yorkshire, in the Midlands, in London, wherever you are, and you're thinking, I've got this really, really nice house. But it's only a blink of the eye, one blink of the eye, and a tsunami could come. An earthquake could come, a tornado could come, anything could happen, and our lives could be turned upside down. And it's only through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla that we have this. So we need to be very, very thankful of whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla has given, whatever blessing that we have. You know, I'm raising my hands in it. This is a blessing that I can actually do this.
SubhanAllah.
And you will know that there are people that can't even do that. They can't even do this, what I'm doing to you. And I'm so lucky that I can do this. And
there's
so
there's a very beautiful hadith in Bukhari. Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, and it says that when Allah Ta'ala completed the creation, He wrote upon the throne, verily my mercy prevails over my wrath. Yani the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is far greater than the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. And another hadith in Sahih Muslim Bukhari, it just, you know, it makes you realize that how merciful Allah Ta'ala is, not only in this world but in the hereafter. He says Allah created mercy in 100 parts and sent down to earth only one part. Because of this one part, there is mutual love among creation, so much that an animal will lift up its hoof from its young one, fearing that it might harm him. Allah has reserved the remaining 99 mercies for His favor on the day of judgment for the believers.
I think you see that, you know, you mentioned earlier on that the mercy is greater than the wrath. You know, you see the Mubaliks of Dalstom that when they raise their hands, they say, Ya Allah, we know that Your mercy is greater than Your wrath. Shower Your mercy upon us. And this is something that should be part of our du'as, that Ya Allah, shower Your mercy upon us. Shower Your mercy upon us. Shower Your mercy upon us. Because without that mercy, like the example where Hafiz Saab mentioned, that person for 500 years, he worshipped Allah Azza wa Jal. But again, there's an example that there's many messages in there that Allah Azza wa Jal given the life of 500 years. You know, in the same way that when we say to you that, look, spend some money in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And you can say, well, I've earned it. You know, I've done this, I've done that. But who's giving you the strength? Who's giving you the ability? Who's giving you the resources? Who's giving you them opportunities to do all them things that you've done? And now when Allah Azza wa Jalla says, spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and you say, it's mine. You know, and all of these things that we need to think about and reflect on, that whatever we have got, whatever I've got, it's a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jalla. The fact, like I said, that I can do this, this is a great blessing.
SubhanAllah.
And if you want to realize how fortunate you are, try and find people that can't do this and you'll realize how lucky you are. And just one thing I want to, I think I mentioned this before, I'll mention it again. But tie your hand, put some tape around your hand.
Oh. Yeah?
And live for half an hour without a thumb. Yeah? Half an hour without a thumb, you won't be able to pick up a cup. You'll struggle to put your glasses on. You won't be able to use your mobile phone. And within half an hour, you'll realize how lucky you are.
SubhanAllah.
That you have a thumb. Hafiz mentioned the example of the eye, yeah? How lucky you are that we've got these things. So these are all mercies, and I think we need to be thankful of whatever we've got. But what happens is, though, Hafiz, is you get a lot of people that what they think, they start complaining, don't they?
Gee.
Why have I not got this? Why have I not got that? Why am I short? Why am I fat? Why am I this? Why
you know, Grandad, because there's a lot of kids watching this, you know, if you look at yourself and we all look around, there might be so many children at home crying for their next iPad. They'll be crying for their next mobile phone. On the other side of the world, there will be children crying for their next meal. They'll be crying for their next clean water. And Allah Ta'ala has given us so much.
They'll be crying for the parents.
So but what we need to understand is always keep doing tawbah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala's mercy is huge. And as the scholars, they say, if you do commit a sin, always go back to Allah and say that, Ya Allah, I was wrong, it was my fault, Ya Allah, forgive me. There's a very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It says that when the shaitan was kicked out of paradise, the shaitan, he made a vow and he says that, Ya Allah, I promise you that I'm going to make these people astray and I will lead them away from your path. Allah. And Allah Azza wa Jal said that, oh shaitan, I shall continue to pardon them as long as they ask for forgiveness. Oh. So what happens normally, we do commit sins. Yes, no one denies that we are humans, but what we need to do is we need to go back to our Rabb Azza wa Jalla and say that, Ya Allah, I was wrong. So next time when you think that my voice is the best one, I can read the best Naat, I've got a good voice, I'm very clever, I'm clever than him, my dad's car is better than his dad's car, my house is better than your house, just think to yourself, who gave you all that? It is Allah, and he can change that instantly if he wants as well. Allah. So look at the shaitan. Randa, do you know that the shaitan is known as the teacher of all the angels?
Sure.
You know, such a high status that he had. But then on an instantly, because he denied they're doing sajda to Adam alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala says, you're going to be cursed until the day of judgment. So never ever, my nieces and my beautiful nephews, never ever think to yourself as being the most clever ones.
Shall I read these messages out?
Go on then.
I can put my dot in, you see.
We need to dot that.
Salam, my name is Swaiba from Essex. I'm 10 years old and I think the answer to the question is yes, you got it correct. Furqan Eli from Backland, correct answer. Ahmed from Aylesbury, correct answer. Salam, uncle, my name is Shayan Hassan from Oldham and the answer to the question is yes and I love your program. Salam, my name is Hamza from West Bromwich. I hope you and Grandad is okay and I hope you're having a blessed day and the answer is, I'm sorry you got it wrong.
Oh no,
I'm sorry.
Back to the drawing board.
Back to the drawing board. Salam, my name is Amelia and Alian from Birmingham and I've got the correct answer, mashallah. Salam, Hafiz and Khalid uncle. It's Alian. See, Hafiz and Khalid uncle.
Oh, Alian, are you asleep? Wake up, it's granddad.
From Oldham and they got the correct answer as well. Mashallah. My name is Obeidur Rahman.
That's the same Alian, granddad. That's the same Alian that gave me the bouquet of flowers yesterday. Ooh. Alian. Brilliant, they were nice, man.
Anyway, Obeidur Rahman, from 13-year-old from Rotherham, South Yorkshire, and you got the correct answer. Coming back to the topic, I've got a few ayats from the Quran here that tells us that how to attain the mercy of Allah. So do you know how important it is? Uncle's told you all that how important it is to get this mercy, but how do we get it? Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, 3:1-3:2, obey Allah and His Messenger that you may obtain mercy. So if you follow the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal and you follow the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, you'll obtain the mercy. In another ayat, Allah Azza wa Jal says, and this is a blessed book we have revealed, therefore follow it and protect yourself against evil, that mercy may be shown to you. So again, following the commandments in the Quran and inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, you receive the mercy. In another ayat, keep up prayer and pay the compulsory charity to the needy and obey the messenger, so that mercy may be shown to you. So here are the recipe. Yeah, if you want a recipe of how to make something, here's the recipe of how to achieve something. Obey Allah, obey the messenger, read the Quran, and give the charity in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Then inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, if you do that, then inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, you receive the mercy of Allah.
MashaAllah. Grandad, that was brilliantly done. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla. No doubt. You've given us a very beautiful way and a recipe. Get Allah Azza wa Jalla's mercy. Maybe you can always give us a recipe how to make the best rasmalai.
Are you going to give us? Well, I don't want you to give me a recipe. I want you to do something with a recipe.
What?
Make something.
Labbaik.
Rasmalai.
I'll do that.
Oh.
It's already made. It's waiting for in the fridge.
You're going to make it.
Oh, I'm going to make it.
You're going to make it.
Grandad, you taste my rasmalai, I'm telling you, you'll be shocked.
Will I?
Ji.
I want to taste your rasmalai.
There you go. Inshallah, by next Sunday, I'll try to do something.
Okay.
MashaAllah. Jee, SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal. Let's give the viewers another reminder of what our question is for today as well.
Okay.
Jee, can we have this on the screen? And then we can swiftly move on to our next segment as Ooh. Well, inshallah.
I don't even know what this next segment is. Jee, I'm excited.
Just show it on the screen, please, lads. Oh, they're really helpful, these guys.
They're good, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're good,
mashallah.
They just don't make a cup of tea for us.
Because what it is, they asked me, do you want the segment? I think they might be eating the rasmalai as we speak.
That's what I'm thinking. They're not made as a cup of tea. But anyway, go on.
But they are busy, guys, mashallah. Gee, we're going to see. That's the question on the screen. Who was the first child to accept Islam? Gee, let's swiftly move to our next segment, which is called something. It's called Favors of Allah.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. 14.
MashaAllah. Grandad, this is a new segment that we got out today. It's called Favors of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the favor that we're going to be talking about is on the screen there. Humans or life. Yeah. Now, if you look at it, there are so many favors. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran as well, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. Yeah, that, you know, Allah Azza wa Jalla has done so many favors upon us, we can't count them. You know, our life, our body is a favor, and that's why we've chosen the human body as a favor of Allah Azza wa Jalla. What if we were created as animals? Yeah, what if we were not humans and we were, you know, animals in the jungle? We would have been fish in the sea, but Allah Ta'ala has created us humans. That is a huge favor of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then Allah Ta'ala, you remember Surah Ar-Rahman, in which Allah Azza wa Jal, He keeps on repeating, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of your favors of your Rabb will you deny? Yeah, so how many favors Allah Ta'ala has given us? And today we're going to talk about the human body. You know, we have the prophets of Allah. They are the most superior humans Allah Ta'ala has created. And how many prophets are there, Grandad? Sometimes people say 124,000. We shouldn't be saying that because we don't know exactly what Allah knows and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what should be the correct answer?
Approximately.
Or about.
Yeah. Or about.
Approximately could be a little tongue twister that in it.
Approximately. Yeah.
So about approximately, 124,000 prophets.
Because we don't know the exact number, do we?
No, we don't know. So therefore, the prophets of Allah are the most superior creation and the superior humans. After them, we have the Sahaba Ikram, the companions of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then we have the Awliya Ikram as well. And you know, the most the highest people after, do you know that person's name, Grandad? The most superior after the prophets of Allah.
I do indeed.
Grandad knows the name of the most superior person in the world. What was his name?
Someone actually put his name as the answer to today's.
Oh, mashallah.
But that's not the correct answer, is
no,
it?
No, it's not.
The most superior person after the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his close friend, Sayyidina Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq.
Subhanallah, mashallah. We have that in the khutbah of Friday.
Yes.
Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali has written that khutbah, and he has mentioned that Abu Bakr Siddiq is the most greatest person after the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal.
Just on that, I'm just going to stop you there for 1 second, though, Afsabda. You know, our youngsters that are watching here, you know, when Uncle Rafaqat mentions these names, Sayyidina Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and he mentioned the Sahaba, these are our true role models, and we need to know about these people. We need to read up about these people. So I would advise you, you know, on our website, www.dawatislami.net, there are booklets there that you can read about the life of these great people who are the greatest people that have ever lived. And obviously the prophets are greater than them, but these are amongst the greatest people that have ever lived. And we don't even know anything about them. So I would advise you all to go away and read up about the lives of these great personalities. They are our true role models, and it's through their sacrifices and their efforts that the deen has been preserved. You know, we can look around us and think to us that how lucky we are that Allah Azza wa Jalla chose us to be humans, number one. But at the same time, he mentioned life as well. That's another one of the mercies of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Is it called the favors of Allah?
The favors of Allah.
Favors of Allah. And life. So it's not just a matter of life as such that, oh, I am this old and I've lived this many lives, but also our quality of our life. Yeah. And the quality of our life, that how lucky we are to have this life. And like I mentioned earlier, the quality of having a thumb, the quality of having eyes, the quality of having a tongue, and all of these favors that Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed upon us. But what is sad though, Uncle Rafakat, is that some of these favors that we have been given, like our eyes, our tongue, our hands, our ears, instead of using them for good things, because Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us, we start committing sins with them.
Yeah, that's
and that is something that we need to think, that Allah Azza wa Jalla has gifted you this, yeah? Imagine if you were to give your kid brother a gift and he just misused it and broke it. How upset would you be? Allah Azza wa Jalla has gifted us with all of these blessings, all of these mercies, and we're misusing them. We're abusing them. And instead of using them to perform good deeds, instead of using them to please Allah Azza wa Jalla, we're committing all sorts of sins and we're making it worse for ourselves.
We are Muslims. That is another great favor. So we should be really proud ourselves that Allah Ta'ala has created us amongst the Muslims, that we only bow down to Allah. We only worship Allah Azza wa Jal. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we should be grateful and we should thank Allah Azza wa Jal that Ya Allah, we never asked Allah Ta'ala to make us Muslims or humans, but this is a great favor that Allah Ta'ala has done upon us.
You just mentioned it there, that Allah Azza wa Jal blessed us. Those of us that were born as a Muslim, alhamdulillah, we were born in a Muslim household. When we were born, within a few hours, somebody came and read the azan in our ear and our head was shaved and the akikah was done. And all of these things were done. And then we were brought up at a young age. We were sent to the madrasa and we were brought up in a Muslim household. And we went to the masjid and we went to the madrasa. And I think we don't realize how lucky we are, that that is such a great favor that's been bestowed upon us. Whereas, and you look at those people that, alhamdulillah, maybe are watching this program today, that came to Islam, they reverted back to Islam, the sacrifices that they've had to make to come back into the fold of Islam, the majority of us that are watching this program now that are Muslims, that were born Muslims, you've not had to make that sacrifice. And because you've not had to make that sacrifice, you've not valued that great gift that Allah Azza wa Jalla has gifted you. And that greatest gift that everybody has, the most valuable thing that you have, is not that car, it's not that house, it's not that PlayStation, it's not that phone, it's not that bank balance, it's nothing. The greatest gift, the most valuable gift that you have, that Allah Azza wa Jalla literally give you for free, is your iman.
MashaAllah.
You are Muslim. And that is the most valuable gift that you've got, so you need to protect that.
MashaAllah. Just last thing I want to mention as well is life is a favor of Allah Azza wa Jal. But look how sacred this life is. When this life finishes, Grandad, it says that when the angel of death comes, he takes the soul away. Look at what happens to the body that is left behind.
Allah.
Yeah. What happens is, look at the mercy of Allah again. When a Muslim dies, look at the way people will respect him as well. You know, even though he's passed away, he's gone, but Muslims will respect him. They will give ghusl to him. They'll give him a very beautiful, shining kafan, and they will lay him into the grave with so much respect that it says that do not even stand on top of the grave of a Muslim. Allah. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal. This is a very, very great favor of Allah. Life is very, very short. We are here today, we'll be gone tomorrow. Now is the chance that we, in this life, we worship Allah Azza wa Jal, we please Him. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will be pleased with us as well. Right, we're moving on to the... Do you want to read some messages?
I'll read a few messages. Yeah. I know a few. So I'll read these messages quickly. Assalamu alaikum. The answer to the question is, yes, you got it right, from Ali Salim, 7 years old from Sheffield.
MashaAllah.
MashaAllah. Salam, answer is yes, and that's Noor from Manchester. Salam, my name is Muhammad Abed Ansar Attari from Manchester, and you got the correct answer. Salam, Binte Iqbal Attariya from Birmingham, and yes, you got the correct answer as well.
MashaAllah, that is brilliant, Grand, and I can see that you put the dot
there. I put my dot
there.
The
famous dot. That brings us end of our second segment.
What, the dot?
The dot, yeah.
The dot brings the end of the segment.
The dot always tells us, move on, lads.
Okay.
Yeah, so the next segment we're going, you know what that is called?
No.
Language of Paradise.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. 14.
MashaAllah, beautiful segment. Grandad, you write the name Language of Paradise. Why did I say why this topic though?
Well, I don't know, but I'm presuming because the language of paradise is Arabic.
It's Arabic, yeah.
So you must be teaching us something in Arabic.
Gee. So today we've got a very beautiful dua that we are going to teach them. So in this language of paradise, we're going to be teaching our nieces and nephews, your grandchildren.
My grandchildren.
We're going to be teaching them the du'as and also some Quranic du'as as well, inshallah. So today's du'a is Adhakallahu Sinnak. That is the du'a when you see someone.
Everybody should get out their phones and take a picture of that so that they can learn it now, all well and good. If not, they can learn it afterwards.
Or normally what I say, open your eyes and take a picture and that's it, you've got it.
Well, you see, not everybody's a hafiz like you see. You could do that.
I wish I could, Grandad. I'm getting old now.
You're getting old?
I'm getting older now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm turning into the...
I did tell him at the beginning that you're 55.
Less nine.
Nine.
Yeah. My nieces and nephews will be getting worried. Oh, no, uncle's getting old as well. No. But if I'm not the only one that's getting old...
He's uncle, but he's older than me.
Well, uncle stroke. I don't want to even say the word.
Don't even say the word. Anyway.
The dua we're going to be learning today is Adhakallahu Sinnak. Yeah, so let's repeat it a few times. This is the dua. When you see someone smiling, everyone should be smiling. Thank you. Yeah, so when you see someone smiling, then you read this dua. Let's repeat it a few times. Adhakallahu. I can see the PCR, guys, but I can't hear you, Grandad.
Okay, go on.
Adhakallahu.
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 Sinnak.
Sinnak.
Adhakallahu.
Adhakallahu.
Sinnak.
Sinnak.
Adhakallahu sinnak.
Adhakallahu sinnak.
Let's close our eyes and repeat it 5 times. Adhakallahu sinnak.
Adhakallahu sinnak.
Adhakallahu sinnak.
Adhakallahu sinnak.
Adhakallahu sinnak. That is brilliant, mashallah. Grandad, what is it?
What is what?
The dua that we just learned.
It's on the screen.
I know, it's gone now.
Adhakallahu sinnak.
He's got it right. That is brilliant, mashallah. We were only testing, Grandad. Did you know this already, Grandad?
No.
No, you didn't know. It doesn't matter. We're always learning it. And this is the beauty of I Love Islam, is we learn these du'as every single week, inshallah. We'll be learning a very beautiful du'a in our segment, Language of Paradise. So next time when you see someone smiling, what you do is you read this du'a. And the translation is, may Allah Ta'ala keep you always smiling. What a beautiful du'a.
MashaAllah.
You see a Muslim and you make this du'a. And this is what we should be having. You know, sometimes people say, what are you smiling about? What are you laughing about? Don't say that. Just say, Adhakallahu Sinnak. So always when you see a Muslim smiling, just say, Adhakallahu Sinnak. Just like Grandad is smiling now, we say, Adhakallahu Sinnak. MashaAllah.
It's a sunnah to smile.
It's a sunnah to smile.
And also by smiling, if you can make somebody else happy, and one of the ways of making somebody else happy is by smiling.
You know, Grandad, sometimes when people say on the phone, they say, LOL.
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 Yeah, I've heard that LOL means laugh out loud.
Oh.
Now, laughing is not a sunnah, is it?
LOL.
LOL, yeah. What do you think it is?
I ain't got a clue, but now you told me, so now I know.
Yeah,
LOL.
So, I did ask someone, and he says that it means laugh out loud. We shouldn't be laughing.
Laughing is not a sunnah, is it?
Yeah, so what I've come up with is SATS.
What?
SATS.
SATS.
S-A-T-S.
And them exams that you take when you're at school?
Yeah. So that why I came up with that idea, right. Grandad, was people will remember it. Sats. And you know what it means?
What does it mean?
Smiling according to the sunnah. Right. He's brilliant, isn't he? That's why I'm saying, uncle, he's clever. Gee, mashallah.
Smiling according to the sunnah. I like that one. I like that one.
Yeah, just say sats. So instead of writing LOL, we doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
And it means something that we shouldn't be doing.
Brilliant.
Let's write sats. S-A-T-S, smile according to sunnah.
So when we send each of the messages now,
sats, yeah,
okay.
That's brilliant. And now people will say, oh, what does that mean? Now we've got to give them nekiki.
Exactly.
We're going to get a reward for that as
brilliant.
Well.
Brilliant.
Sats.
Brilliant, Masha'Allah. I like that. So if everybody, instead of writing LOL, yeah, I didn't know what it meant, I was just testing him.
I know.
So instead of writing LOL, write sats. And if they ask you what it means, then you can tell them and you can say to them that, look, smiling is a sunnah.
Yeah, let me just mention one very important thing, Grandad, is laughing is not haram. Yeah, I don't want to be saying, oh, laughing is haram. Laughing is not haram is not a sunnah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, laughing is from the shaitan and smiling is from Rahman. MashaAllah.
MashaAllah.
SubhanAllah.
Brilliant. Sats. I like that one.
Yeah, brilliant, granddad.
Challenge of the day. From now on, use sats and tell
Inshallah
us what you've used it.
We're end of our segment. And the next segment, you know what that is called?
There's another segment.
It's another segment, but I'm telling you, it's good, wicked, MashaAllah. It's called Kids Corner.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. 14.
Gee, we got our last segment, which is called Kids Corner. You asked me a question, what happens in Kids Corner?
But if this is Kids Corner,
gee,
and I'm a granddad,
gee,
then I can go home.
No, granddad, what happens is you're going to make the kids go into the corner. So we do need you as well.
Go to the corner.
Yeah.
So that's kids, my job's done.
Kids, get to the corner. Right, we've got some beautiful packages that kids have been sending us, their videos. So what we did was, instead of playing them during the program, we'll have a separate segment where all the kids can get together and we can play this. And do we have the package ready, guys?
So this is Kids Corner.
Gee.
Wow.
I love Islam.
Watching Money Channel because it teaches stories about Allah's Prophet and stuff. And my favorite program of it is I Love Islam because you learn about Islam and stuff.
I'm Muhammad Qasim from Manchester. Keep watching Money Channel and remember, always watch I Love Islam.
Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah ma fi qalbi ghayru Allah Nur Muhammad sallallahu La ilaha illallah Tere sadke mein aaka Saare jahan ko deen mila Pe deenon ne kalma para La ilaha illallah Hasbi rabbi jallallah Ma fi qalbi ghayrullah Noor Muhammad sallallahu La ilaha illallah Simt nabi bu jahl gaya Aka se usne ye kaha gar ho nabi batla ho zara meri mutthi mein hai kya aka ka farman hua aur fazle rahman hua mutthi se patthar bola la ilaha illallah hasbi rabbi jalla allah ma fi qalbi ghayrullah noor muhammad sallallahu La ilaha illallah.
My name is Muhammad Jafar and I am from Manchester. I would love to read the Tilawat. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wal mursalati urfan fal atifati asfan wal nashwati nashran fal faniqati farqa fal malqiyati dhikran udran aw nadra innama tu'aduna lawaqi'a fa idha an-nujumu tumisat wa idha as-sama'u furijat wa idha al-jibalu nusifat wa idha ar-rusulu uqitat li ayyi yawmin ujjilat li yawmin فصل وما أدراك ما يوم الفصل ويل يوم أذل المكذبين صدق الله العظيم
ما شاء الله عز وجل
ما شاء
That
الله.
was beautiful Alhamdulillah That's what Kids Corner is about ما شاء الله Let's see what the correct answer was today Grandad Who was the first child to accept
the
Islam
The first child to accept Islam was Sayyidina Hazrat Ali
Subhanallah Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem the father of Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Hussein the husband of Sayyida Fatima Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is known as the door of knowledge mashallah he was the first child he was only about 9 or 10 or 11 years old when he accepted Islam Jazakallah khaira for all those who sent his messages. Hopefully next week is going to be a beautiful day and we'll return. Please take care of yourself. Love you and leave you. Take care of yourself. What's your favorite program?
I love Islam.
MashaAllah.
I love Islam. 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 I love Islam.